Well, a man has the right to stretch his legs and breathe some air without asking permission of his wife or have times changed.
I will not permit it.
You do not permit it, huh?
No.
Well, I'll tell you then. I'm not only going for a walk. I'm going for the whole night. And I shall not be back till tomorrow.
Are you mad?
Till tomorrow.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, fool that I am. I should have guessed. 20 years married and now this.
Quiet! Stop your wailing!
Have I not been a good wife to you? Have I not humored your whims, nursed you when you were sick, worked for you all these years, and now you bring this shame upon me? Oh.
Stop your foolish nonsense!
Nonsense! Nonsense, you call it! Who is she? Now I see it all. You did not want to go to Galicia, and it was because of her!
If for just 1 minute you leash that tongue of yours, I'll speak.
Speak then, but speak well.
There is no other woman. And I tell you, in a week we leave for Galicia. You have my word.
Not a woman? Why then does a man leave his home at night?
Just this. The rabbi.
Again?
My hour of triumph is at hand. That's why we stayed on for a whole year. Tomorrow is Friday before Sleeker's time. And I, your husband, will find out just what the rabbi of Nemirov does on that morning.
And how do you propose to find out?
Tonight I sleep with the rabbi.
Sleep with the rabbi?
Well, not with him exactly. He shall sleep on the bed, I under the bed. Farewell.